The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Everybody on the count of three, say your number.
Hold on. Let me count. I don't have a number.
Are you really going to say it? Would you say your body count on
Absolutely.
The air? You would? Hold on. Just number them in your phone, weirdo. Mine's numbered in my phone.
Well, because I have gaps.
You both have lists?
Yeah.
You don't. I don't know that mine's long enough to make a list. More like a grouping.
I bet your body count.
Hold on. I can't. How do I number them?
Here's the thing.
I'm so confused.
There's a story out that says one in
Go
four.
Go to page eight.
No, I just numbered them when I did it.
Oh.
Hold on. I never know how to find mine. It's not called body count in my phone.
Oh, mine is.
Is it really called that?
That's literally.
There's my body count.
Wow. Okay.
Along with measurements for a love seat and one of the best texts I ever got.
Oh.
All on the same note?
What do you do with your notes app? Like, I just have different weird things. Here's my Wi-Fi password.
Oh, I have a whole note dedicated to passwords everywhere.
Mine,
my mother's, my sister's, you guys.
Do you have my password? Because I gave you my password recently.
I didn't add that one in, though.
Liar.
I didn't.
You know what's, this drives me crazy because my parents are very aged mm-hmm. and they have like an envelope where they've written every password mm-hmm. on it and it's under the keyboard of their computer.
Smart, so they don't lose it.
Yeah, that is smart.
Do we understand that, like, when the Xfinity or CenturyLink or whatever technician comes over, your bank account, right? It's all like, I'm not accusing those guys, but like, you don't do that. And you have the exact same thing. You take your iPhone in to the Apple genius. I'm not saying they're crooked, but it's like, oh, here's her body count and here's her password to Chase. Like,
on the same, yeah, but where else are you going to keep it? There's so many damn passwords now.
Everything has passwords.
You got to reset it every six months. You're like, I'm getting every time I log into like some apps that I have, it makes me reset the password just because it's been so long since I've logged in. And it's like, I didn't even know the password what it was to begin with. Now I have to reset it.
Just get a password app. Like now, passwords. Oh my God, we're supposed to be talking about body count, and instead it's IT talk. You're listening to the Slacker Show's IT talk.
Yeah, hot and steamy.
Line one, what do you need?
I literally have T-Hack's door code and his Wi-Fi. The garage.
All right, let's hear his door code.
Well,
is it a birthday or something?
Front door is eight.
Oh,
okay. All right.
It's only four digits, so we literally.
It could be more.
No, it can't. Mine can. Mine's six digit.
Yeah, I'm sure mine could be.
It's not. Okay. Let's start here.
Yes.
Do you hide your body count?
No.
Because like you're out on the dating scene. I'm out on the dating scene. I don't know.
No,
that...
I don't believe in lying. So if someone were to ask me, I would be honest.
If somebody blanked you would just say.
Yeah.
But has anyone
No. It doesn't really come up anymore. I think there's more acceptance. I don't think we're all the way there yet. But I think there's more acceptance with like, go have fun and I'm not going to hold the past against you.
Right. Because it used to be guys would inflate their number,
mm-hmm.
girls would deflate their number.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, it's better if our number's bigger.
I don't know. Would we inflate it to women or just to other guys?
Both, I think. I think we're trying to, it's like a resume enhancer. You want to tell the girl, you're going to want to waste your time with me. I've got some skills. Do you know what I mean? And then with the girl, she's like, you're going to want to waste your time with me. This is practically a new car.
I'm helpless.
This is certified refurbished. You know what I mean? This is like
insane.
One of the Lexus vehicles that they've done all the 110 point inspection and they extended the warranty on all the, you don't have to kick these tires. These tires have barely been kicked.
But I would think if you're out there, like everyone's dating, everyone's meeting, everyone's on the apps, that it wouldn't come up or it wouldn't.
Did it come up with you and your wife? Do you know her number?
I think I do, yeah. I mean,
I would say it hasn't. It shouldn't have changed.
Well, I don't know that I remember it because I'm kind of on the same school of thought of Aaron. Is like, that's the past.
Remember it.
Vaguely. I know, vaguely.
Was her number bigger or littler than yours?
It was littler than mine. But I inflated mine a bunch, so who knows?
I wish we got to get the cameras in here because T-Egg just did the most amazing thing with his eyebrows.
I know,
like,
it was nice.
I inflated it a
bunch.
It
was very cartoon.
Oh,
it was perfect.
So who's got the biggest, who's got the littlest number in this room?
T-Hack.
You truly believe that?
Yeah.
But he was a basketball player. He was a jock. Mm. Like, didn't...
For like a year.
And he was in theater.
Yeah. Does that help?
No, that probably... You're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He had a mustache, so that goes down.
Okay. With the bleached hair.
Oh, yeah. He had frosted tips.
No, just I bleached everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Everything.
Yeah. Carpet and the...
Just the hair.
Okay. I
think it's going to be T-Hack, me, Slacker.
You think mine's the biggest?
Yeah. I saw your list. It went on for a while.
It did not. That was other things on there.
Your thumb got exhausted.
Yeah, you brought out a second iPhone.
It literally fits in one screen.
So does mine.
Well, so does mine.
Nobody's surprised.
Okay.
Is TX two digits?
No. I don't know. No.
He's doing the eyebrow thing. Is yours three digits?
Three or four?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to say?
I don't care.
Do you think it matters?
No,
I don't think I want to say mine.
But wouldn't you be, would you be weirded out if you were dating a guy? Like, how soon into dating a guy does this come up? Or does it come up anymore at all?
It doesn't come up at all anymore, at least that I've experienced. It would be kind of a red flag if it was one of the earliest questions. But if we're like settled in together, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good question to ever ask because it doesn't.
I agree.
If we've had relations and you like what I'm doing and I like what you're doing, I don't need to see how you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good really comes of it. Less history and more mystery. I've heard that before.
Hmm.
But what would you do if your wife's, if she was like, yeah, I kind of went through a phase that I never told you about. My real number is 141.
It would have nothing. Like, I mean, we're married. We have
two
kids.
But you got married when she was very young, so she would have had to have packed 141 in.
But even more, I think, to what me and Aaron are saying is like, yeah, that's so long ago. She was very young. That would have been so long ago.
But you have enough insecurity in you. I know it. Yeah. We all know it.
I can pad my list even more too.
No, but what if her real number was that? Like, I think there is a point if your number is astronomical, where I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Or I kind of want
little detail. Yeah.
I want you to show me that you're certified refurbished. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to show, like, because something could be lurking underneath there. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess if you're just starting to date someone, I guess there's worries about, like, if you're sharing partners or whatever, multiple. But, like, I mean, now that we're married, it's that. Yeah, I don't know. More mystery.
Okay.
Who cares?
So then, do we want to say the numbers or not? Are we going to leave it mystery? Or are we going to?
I don't have a preference.
I don't know that I know mine. I definitely don't have a list. Like, you weirdos.
Is your list chronological?
Yes. Yes, it is. With ratings.
Okay. No!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.